Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
You know, we learned on the program yesterday that the century-old eight-hour workday, as much as it has become a yardstick for measuring whether we worked hard today or kind of slacked off, basically, we learned it's something of a relic in a lot of professions.
My name is Leah. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio. I work more than 40 hours a week. I track billable hours for each client, and I am urged to meet my billable hours required and not go over that number. I do not get paid overtime, nor do I get a boost in my vacation bank. I'm told to work because I like to, but that gets hard when you hit over 80 hours a week.
So the number 40 is meaningful to Leah there, but it has nothing to do with how much she actually works. We wanted to have a little bit of a round table here with some folks for whom this is relevant, explore a little bit where the old eight-hour day fits today. Jason Fried is the co-founder and president of 37 Signals, a software company based in Chicago. Jason, welcome.
Hello.
Also with us is Sabina Gault, CEO of Connect PR, a public relations firm based in Los Angeles. Sabina, welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for having me on the show.
Now, we want to alert our listeners that your experiences are not meant to correspond to people who may be working at Foxconn right now, you know, assembling iPads or on the line at Burger King. But in general, for professional, white collar, service oriented professions, where does the 40 hour work week, 8 hour day fit in your world, Jason?
Well, we expect people to work about 40 hours, but no more than that. I mean, there's some times where people put in a few extra hours here and there, but I think if you want to build a long-term company, which is what we're about, you can't burn people out. So if you can get 60 or 70 hours from someone for a while, maybe you can do that, but in 2 years, 3 years, they're going to be exhausted, and I don't want that to happen.
But Henry Ford came up with this 40 hours thing arbitrarily. I guess I'm wondering what the magic is. Sabina, do you feel as though after 3 hours you got to take a break? After 8 hours, you're burnt out? Can you work 12 without a problem?
Well, we work in PR, so for us, it's a little bit different. I think in a typical profession, you kind of expect people to come in, do their job, take a break, get lunch, and then go home. And their job sort of ends once they reach that car or train or however they get home. In PR, your phone is on all the time. So it doesn't really matter that you're not at work. Many times you're still working because you have a client crisis, somebody's gone MIA, something is going wrong. So you constantly have to be checking your phone and email and make sure that, you know, you're not missing out on anything. So it's a little bit different for us from that perspective.
Well, and in that sense, PR resembles this profession in healthcare. Listen.
My name is Sandra Gents. I'm calling from Salt Lake City, Utah, and I'm a nurse practitioner in the field of palliative care. I work 9 to 5 regular hours, but we are a 24/7 service, and there's always one of us on call. This is not extra reimbursed time. It's just something that we do so that we always have someone available for this very important work.
Jason Fried, how do you compensate people or even measure their availability, their sort of on-duty, on-call status?
Well, okay, so medical work different, of course, emergency work different. But I think most jobs are eight-hour-a-day jobs. And I think it's easy to find an excuse that says people have to be available more often than 8 hours because there's all sorts of other things going on. But the truth is most things can wait till tomorrow. There are very, very few true emergencies in business.
So we're 2 days to shipping date. I'd even call it shipping date on a software project anymore?
Sure. Yeah, yeah. And look, in those situations which come up a couple times a year, maybe someone has to put in a few extra hours, or maybe someone has to work a weekend. But those are rare exceptions, and I'd like to keep it that way.
Are those people compensated for overtime at time and a half, or is everybody on a sort of salary contract basis?
Everybody's on a salary, and so it's up to us to be fair to them and up to them to trust us that we're not going to push them beyond their normal hours that often.
As reasonable as you sound, Jason, the 8 hour workday, though, is something of a symbol. It's not an actual metric. It's a sort of a vague idea of what constitutes a workday, but you violate it as much as you honor it.
I don't think that's true. But what we don't do is we don't track hours. So I trust people to work, to get the work done. All that matters to us is if the work is done or not. And if it's not done in a normal work day, then they finish it tomorrow rather than staying up too late. We're all human beings here. We're not superheroes. And if you work too much, you're going to leave the job. And I don't want people leaving. I want people to be happy here.
What's the burnout point for your folks, Sabina?
Well, we, you know, unlike Jason, we do track hours, and because we're in PR, so we have to make sure that clients know how much we're working on a certain account, and we do pay overtime. So if our employees that are non-exam pay work more than, you know, 40 hours a week or work weekends or work late nights, they do get compensated for that. And, you know, they submit a query and we approve it.
There's one exception for that, though, isn't there in your company, Sabina?
Yeah, like managers and
like you,
and myself. Yes, I'm an exception. But you know, I think in PR in general, if this is the job that you love, is this is what you want to do. I've known people who have done PR their entire lives, and you learn how to take breaks. You learn how to make the job fun. So yes, you're going on a client trip and you have 5 days of work, but at night you're going out to nice dinners and you're enjoying friends and you're kind of spending your own time the way you want to. And if the client event doesn't start until 11 and you don't have to be there until 11, you sleep in until 9:30.
All right, Jason and Sabina, before we go, just assess your quality of life. You've given us a sense of your work responsibilities and how you orient your work time versus your non-work time. What's your quality of life on a scale from 1 to 10, Jason?
I think I'm pretty close to a 10. I've built a business that I like. I've hired people who like the work. We treat people fairly. I have extra time on the weekends. I have free time at night. I don't feel locked down by my job. And I think that's what it's all about.
Sabina, can you beat a 10?
I mean, personally, I think I have a 10. I think our team has probably somewhere between 7 and a 10. And that's just because a lot of the team members are newer and, you know, they're not yet used to, okay, how do I really strategize my time today? But just like Jason, you know, our benefits are ridiculous. We're by far one of the top firms that provides anything from full healthcare to extra perks to bonuses to summer Fridays. So I think that, you know, kind of adds on a little bit to the quality of life, kind of making work a little more fun.
Well, I suspect that some of our listeners may be contacting you today, Jason and Sabina. Thanks for being with us.
You bet. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Jason Fried is co-founder and president of 37 Signals, a software company in Chicago. Sabina Gault, CEO of Connect PR in Los Angeles, California.